Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 13th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I mean, your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got one of the most important topics, especially for everybody that's joining me in 2017, with this, again, the 25 people that's going to be being a part of the Claronomics temple building, or temple builder, DNA Blueprint for Success program. This is the program that's designed to build a temple that houses the purpose. All I've been doing before 2017 is building purpose, doing Dale Kinnear reports, telling everybody why they was on earth and nobody was succeeding. Because their purpose or their temple or their body or their brain could not contain the purpose. The purpose was so in depth that it was activating dormant neurons, and it's like when people take mushrooms or shrooms or the ayahuasca and they go on vision quest, what they see in their vision is the different dimensions, and because the brain is not sufficiently prepared for what they experience, some people hyperventilate, some people panic, some people die. The reason that this happens is because if the brain is open, like I said in the Matrix, if you expose somebody to the Matrix before they're ready, they'll pop. What does that mean? What I was doing was I had the cart before the horse. I was giving people purpose, but I wasn't preparing them to carry out or give them or to fulfill that purpose. In other words, I was telling people what to do, and I was telling people why they should do it, but I wasn't telling them how to do it. So therefore, people were not being successful. So, brothers and sisters, I've been doing this for 20 years. Last 5 years, okay, focusing intensely on purpose. That was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake by giving people and sharing people of their purpose. It was a mistake by not preparing them to contain their purpose. So now I've corrected that. So in 2017, the 25 people that I'm working with, they will not be the same. It was impossible because the neurons are now being activated because everybody or most or a lot of us are left brain programmed. And I will prove it to you. Because you see, brothers and sisters, what you research is what you become. And the reason why this is so dangerous, the reason why this is so important is because, like, most people have not really sat down with someone who has already been where they want to go. When I started out on this journey, I couldn't find anybody that had already been where I wanted to go. When I started out on this journey, I didn't even know where I wanted to go. I started out in physical fitness. I thought I was going to be a health and fitness instructor. I love working out, so I figured, hey, they told me, do what you love and the money will follow. That is not correct. Let me say that again. If you do what you love, the money will not follow. You got to do what you are designed. Then the money will follow. See, everybody has a specific unfolding of your DNA. We talked about this yesterday. Your DNA is wired in a way that it automatically unfolds. The entrance of thy word gives light. So when your word enters into your body, it unfolds your DNA so that when you activate the phantom DNA and you activate your phantom consciousness, your Christ consciousness, your super conscious, your quantum computer, and this allows you to connect with the quantum realm outside of you. But what I did, because I didn't know, was I was a researchologist. And I began to research things. And during that time of researching things, I had no idea that whatever you are looking at is looking at you. Let me say that again. Einstein said that the secret of creativity is knowing how to hide your sources. Meaning, when you research something and you're not aware of its source, in other words, the rooting disposition that is animating the letters, behind every physical matter is an inanimate object. Behind every physical thing is a spiritual substance. That spirit may be benevolent or it may not. Your ability to under, over, and understand what I'm about to share with you today is paramount. Otherwise, what I talked about yesterday with the symptoms of entity attachment, everybody, including me, has entity attachment. It's the only question is whether it is a positive or a negative attachment, whether it is taking you in the direction of your purpose or it's taking you in the direction of your fears. Either way, you're going in the direction of faith or you're going in the direction of fear. And the way that you know that you're going in the direction of your fears is by you have not accomplished your faith. Inside of you, your faith is saying one thing, but your fear is manifesting something else. So you have a lack of patience. You suffer from lateness. You have low productivity. Maybe you burn out easy. Maybe you get upset at others and your coworkers. Maybe you're making a lot of negative decisions. Maybe you have this, you know, irritability. You just kind of like, you know, insecure, stubborn, controlling, powerless, feel defeated. You don't appreciate yourself or others. You have this sense of resentment and regret. You're walking around feeling sorry for yourself and you don't know yourself. The reason is, my brothers and sisters, is because those are self-limiting beliefs, but they are sub conscious. Your conscious brain, as we talked about yesterday, is only 1%. The subconscious brain is 99%. So you got a 1%er going up against a 99%er. Who's going to win that battle? So I set out to do something, and I had no idea that when I set out to research something that, again, there's a great book called Mind Reach. Not really in print anymore. It talks about what I'm sharing today, a little bit of it. So as a neuroscientist, as someone who understands neurotheology and someone who has a book written about neurotheology, I set out to combine spirit and science, something that people told me could not be done. Well, I've already done it. And you see, I can biologically prove anything that you can say spiritually. Anything that you can think about spiritually, I can biologically or scientifically prove that it exists. But you see, my brothers and sisters, my problem was I was left brain oriented. And I didn't understand that it was until I started really researching that the 1%ers, that powers that be, the only way that they can control you is if you are left brain. Now, I don't know how much research that you've done on left brain thinking, but if you just go to Google or any great search engine and type in left brain test, left brain test, the one that I took and the one that I recommend, it has a lady that is spinning. It is a spinning lady, and they ask you one question. What direction is the lady spinning? Is she spinning clockwise or counterclockwise? Now, the one that I took was called braintest.somer-somer.com. It's a long one. That's why I say you can just take any one of them. They're all the same. But this one, it starts off, and it has a couple of other questions, but the primary question, the only question that really matters is just there's a lady. It looks like a ballerina. She's stationary, and she's spinning. When you look at it, the brain tells you which brain is dominant. And based upon the results of that test, that tells you whether you are left brain or right brain dominant. And brothers and sisters, most of you, because the government or the powers that be, I shouldn't say the government, they want you to operate in your left brain. Because the left brain is the reason and logic aspect of the brain. It has no love and no compassion. So Yahushua, the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius, what stage we are in right now after 2012 is right brain. It is love and compassion. It's the creativity. It's the artistry. It's the freedom. It's the, you know, go back to the hippie movement kind of thing, 60s. It's this liberty. But left brain means you're a good order taker. That means you can look at my jobs that I talked about, as I talked about before. In fact, most people, in order to have an entity attachment disorder, you have to be left brain oriented. They really can't attach to people who are right brain because the creativity of the right brain doesn't limit them and doesn't make them good order followers. So most people that I've encountered who have suffered from, again, putting the cart before the horse, like I've done in my past, are left brain thinkers. Now, the reason that that's important is because when you research stuff, your left brain, again, is the frame by which you receive that stuff. And so my brain automatically filters out love and compassion, and it only brings in logic, reason, order, discipline, functioning, you know, perfectionist, cleanliness, all of this stuff, very structured, very rigid, egocentric, very masculine. The left brain is masculine. That's why it's consonants. That's why the Hebrew language only has consonants. It's designed to program and activate the left brain. So everything I researched was left brain activationist or an activated the left brain. So I've stayed in my left brain. I've oscillated and vibrated in my left brain. By doing that, that allows me, that makes me a good candidate, that makes me a good creator, a good Christian. And without understanding that this program is based upon, again, 440 hertz, because 432 hertz was taken out, because that's right brain, that's full brain, a whole brain activation, that was taken out in 1953. And so why is this important? let's get to the cut to the chase. One makes you superior, the other one makes you inferior. Now the goal is to have holistic or whole brain thinking. But if you can't have, if you got to choose between one or the other, the goal is to be right brain. So I had to figure out, how do I change my brain? So I need to go from being a consumer, left brain, to being a producer, right brain. And I made the switch, and I had to go back, and I had to figure out how did I make the switch so I could share and teach that in 2017. So I had all these books in my garage for 20 years because I was left brain. And my left brain was a perfectionist. And the perfectionist aspect of me did not allow me to bloom where I was planted, to start. That's why you have not started, is because you're operating in your left brain. And then I made the switch. I wrote 50 books in almost a year. I've done over 1,500 shows, 500 videos. I've been producing because I've made the switch from left brain. But in the area of wealth, I was still vibrating in the left brain because I wasn't producing the amount of wealth that I should have been producing. And also in the relationship, it was too left brain. It was too rigid. It was too restrictive. That's why my relationships wasn't as prosperous as they should be. So I had to switch, brother, but I had to identify, and we have to identify ourselves based upon, again, which brain that we're operating in. And so by researching certain things, you become those things. What you research, you experience. Now, that is the most dangerous statement I have ever made. I've made a lot of statements. Now, I need to dissect that statement. Just one moment, in order for you to understand what is preventing you from being more. You're already successful, but you should be a household name because you're a star, because you made an image of likeness of God, because you're a joint heir with Christ, because you're a royal priest, because you're a holy nation, because you've been glorified, you've been justified, you've been sanctified, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what is prohibiting you from oscillating or vibrating in your Christ mind, in your quantum mind, so you can tap into all knowledge of the universe? What is preventing you from moving forward and taking and having unlimited energy, or energy, I-N-N-E-R, your inner G, your inner God, instead of your E-N-E-R-G-Y? See, what you research, you experience. Do you know, do you have any idea what I've researched in the last 20 years? And I couldn't understand why my life was the way that it was. I just recently read a book. I read the whole book, didn't really have to. Saw a YouTube video on TED Talk that got my attention. The title of this book was called... Which one was it? It was the My Stroke of Insight. So this was a neuroscientist, and she practiced and she taught, she's a PhD, and she worked with people who had strokes, studied and she researched strokes. She spent her entire career understanding what a stroke is, why a stroke happens, and how a stroke affects people. And she had a stroke. And what was interesting was, because of her expertise and understanding what a stroke is and what it does to the brain and what feelings, because she had interviewed thousands of stroke victims during her illustrious career. And again, the title of the book was called My Stroke of Insight. Was written by Jill Bolt Taylor. Jill Bolt, B-O-L-T-E, Taylor. And what she said was the same thing that Job said in the Bible. The same thing that I've been saying 20 years without knowing what I was saying. I've been saying this for 20 years. You bring out what you think about. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But I didn't connect the dots in my own life. I didn't connect the dots, brothers. I didn't connect the dots, sisters. It is my prayer that today somebody listening to my voice will be able to connect the dots. Whatever you are researching, you will experience, or you are going to experience. So I researched demonology. Spent a lot of time researching demonology, studying demonology. Went through all the 72 names of all the primary demons, read the Lesser Keys of Solomon, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Codex Gigas, the Satanic Bible. Guess what happened to me, brothers? Guess what happened to me, sisters? I became what I studied and what I researched. Because, see, whatever you are studying, it's studying you. You bring about what you think about. The thing that you fear the most, that's what Job said, the thing that I have feared the most has come upon me. Because, see, studying is a form of thinking. Fear is a form of thinking. So is faith. So is love. So is joy. So is peace. So is gentleness. You have to think these thoughts. That's what the Bible says. Think on these things. It tells us to what to think about. But I didn't read that part. See, I was curious. I wanted to know, how does the enemy work? And by studying the enemy, I became the enemy. So I'm asking you the question today, brothers and sisters. What are you studying? What are you researching? What is your mind on? What is occupying your thoughts? What is the most predominant thought in your brain? You see, Dr. Jill Taylor studied strokes until she had a stroke. Now, let me make sure you understand, because see, there's a very thin line. I was wondering when I was in the police academy, when we was learning how to detect a forged document or counterfeit money. And I remember asking the professor, hey, when are we going to see, like, the counterfeit dollar bills? And it should have clicked back then, but it didn't. We don't study the counterfeit, the professor told me, FBI guy. He said, we study the original so much that when we do see a counterfeit, it stands out. So my question to you again today, brothers and sisters, what are you studying? What are you researching? See, I fancied myself on being a master teacher, so I studied a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff studied me. See, I had no idea that by studying it, I was ordering it. I didn't know. So I'm coming to you today with this request, with this prayer, and I'm hoping and I'm begging and I'm pleading that you can wrap your brain around the statements that I'm making, because that's the difference between your success and your failure. If you study failure, you will be a failure. Let me give you some more information, brothers and sisters. You see, that was, we talked about it, this book called Christian Magicians. And I mentioned another book again. It was called Mind Reach. This is a dangerous book. In fact, it was taken off the market. You can't even find it in the United States. The one that they have out there on the internet is a regurgitated copy of the original. The guy who wrote the book Mind Reach was taken by the CIA. His book was confiscated. And now, from what I understand, he's still alive, but he's a CIA operative. He cannot talk about what was written inside of that book. Now, they made a movie out of it, a movie kind of about it. It was called Men That Stare at Goats. It's based on this ideal of what is called remote viewing. Now, I studied and researched remote viewing. Guess what happened to me, brothers? Guess what happened to me, sisters? See, people ask me all the time, hey, Doc, how you know all this stuff, man? How do you get all of this stuff? How y'all think I got it, brothers? How do you think I got it, sisters? See, let me make sure, because see, I didn't know. I know, so I'm telling you so that way you can make the choice and you can make the decision. I'm not saying that there's anything bad or good with it. I understand that you need to go in with both eyes wide open. You see that movie with Tom Cruise, Eyes Wide Shut? Do you remember all of the sex and all of the weird stuff was in that movie? All the Luciferian stuff? Watch that movie, Eyes Wide Shut. Because in that movie, it talks about how you are being programmed. See, there's another great book written by Dr. Joseph Paleo. I can't even pronounce the name of the book. It's called Quat Loxus Platus. It's a Latin term. It talks about the missing frequency on the earth. And the reason Dr. Joseph wrote this book is because he studied this book. And in the fact of studying this book, he became the book. See, what's interesting is that this is how you can test left brain thing, especially with men. And this is, I know for a fact, because every time a group of men get together and you just meet, the first time you meet a man, when you first meet men, tell me if this is not correct. When you first meet somebody, you shake their hand, you introduce yourself, hey, man, what's up? My name is Jim Bob. Hey, Jim Bob, my name is John, you know, whatever. So John, eventually, you know, y'all talk about the football game or whatever. Then eventually, hey, John, what you do, man? Guarantee you John is going to tell you his job, his career. Guaranteed. Men measure themselves by our jobs. We identify ourselves by what enslaves us. We identify ourselves by our slave master, because that's our job. What enslaves you is what identifies you. Think, brothers. Now, women, what do women do? When women get together, they ask them, when women meet, and they say, hey, you know, when they start talking, hi, my name's Sally, oh, my name's Sue, hi, Sue, blah, blah, blah. Usually they don't ask what they do. They talk about their family, and they ask about their kids. Are you married? Or they'll ask, how many children you have? Very seldomly, now, the new phallic females, they do this. Now, no disrespect to anybody, but a phallic female is a you know, phallic means male genitalia. So it's a masculine female. It's a career-oriented female. But most women, when they talk about their families. Again, right brain. Most men, when we get together, we talk about our careers, our job, left brain. And not that there's nothing right or wrong with any of these. It's just knowing and being aware of it. So that way we can identify it, and if we decide, we can change it. Because, see, my brothers and sisters, the powers that be, the entities, they want you to be a consumer. They want you to be somebody who create liabilities, not assets. I was wondering why, you know, that, you know, I should have 100,000 people, you know, signed up for my program right now. But, see, most people, they don't want to create assets. They don't want to be a producer. They want to be a consumer. People want to shop. Because, see, your ability to buy means that you are alive. If you can't buy nothing, then you can't be nothing. That's the current society. That's the frequency in the air. The frequency in the air right now is a consumer frequency. Because the consumer, the left brain frequency means that, okay, my materialism determines my material existence. The more stuff I can buy, power I have. I shop, therefore I am. If you can't shop, then you can't exist, or you can't be. Now, this goes a whole lot further than that, brothers and sisters. See, when we think about the right brain is what connects us to the quantum realm. The right brain is what connects us to Christ consciousness. The right brain is what connects us to, again, this outside thinking. There's another great book written by a lady by the name of Claire Sylvia. This book was entitled A Change of Heart. In this book, Claire Sylvia talked about how she had a heart transplant, and when she had a heart transplant, she had a personality transplant. She took on the personality of the heart donor. That is why the medical community would not allow you or don't allow you to know your donor. Because they already know this. They already know that, you know, the heart is the seat of the soul. So when you take out your heart and replace it with somebody else's, you just had a soul transfer. So this lady was a vegetarian. She never drank. She never smoked. She never cursed. Immediately after the heart transplant, she woke up and she said, I want some chicken. Because she received the heart of a young African-American, I think it was African-American male. And so her whole personality changed. Her daughter, her family, and everybody says that she started to walk like a guy. She started drinking. She started smoking. She started eating chicken. She started doing most stuff. She started gambling. She listened to rap music, doing everything that a young African-American or a young male would do. Now, this was an older white female who never did these things. But after she had that heart transplant, her personality transplanted. This is called conscious transfusion. Why do you think that the Jehovah's Witnesses don't have a blood transfusion? Where do they get that from? Because, again, your body is the temple. Your blood is the congregation. By having a blood transfusion, same thing happens. Another book written by Dr. Michael Persinger called The Corian Helmet. They call it the God Helmet. This book, like the first book, I think is outlawed in the United States, or at least the original copy. They always take out the good stuff and then they give you the dumbed-down version. Now Dr. Michael Singer, Persinger, or whatever his technology, is taken by the Department of Defense. It's called the Corian Helmet, K-O-R-E-N. So, again, this book was written, and it was confiscated by the government. It's not for sale, so the average Joe cannot research it. Because, why? They don't want you to know the technology. But what is the technology? The technology is the basic understanding to the degree that which you get involved with the universe gets involved with you. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Because, see, one of the things about being a researchologist is you get to experience all this stuff. Now, if you want to experience all this stuff, that's great. Like me, a lot of stuff I wanted to experience. And so I'm happy for the experience because you cannot teach with love and compassion anything that you have not first experienced. So I don't have a theory, so I have a theorem. That is why I'm so compassionate about, because most people who talked about demons and ghosts and goblins, they ain't never seen, experienced, or had, or been possessed, or they don't know nothing about the inner workings of being of demonology, and I do, because I've done that, been there, done that. But most people, again, like I never do a show on alcoholism, but I've never drunk. I've never been drunk. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know how your body twitches. I don't know how your brain makes you feel like Superman, or it makes you feel like, you know, less than a man. I don't have nothing about it. But I know about poverty because I studied poverty. I was born in poverty, and I wanted to know why poverty exists, and I studied it. And by studying poverty, I got poverty. But I didn't understand why I was poor all the time. I kept studying poor people. I knew everything about poor people, man. I knew what they do. I know why they don't do it. I know how they get up in the morning. I know how they don't do jack. I know how they walk around down the corner with that brown bag in their hand. I know how they get together and play dominoes all day, play video games. And I know how poor people, you know, they like to talk about, they talk a good game. They always have a dream. A poor person always have an idea, but they're never implementing it. They always are talking, but they're never doing nothing. So I knew all about poor people, and I became a poor person. But I already was one. I stayed one. It wasn't until I started researching and studying wealth that I started to attract and started to become wealth. So whatever you study, you become. Whatever you research, brother, whatever you look in the direction of, you go in the direction of. Now, that should sound like you should be sitting there right now saying, like, Doc, dude, that's like common sense, homie. You're not giving me no, you know, like no earth-shattering information. Here's the earth-shattering information. Here's the smoking gun. Research is a learned skill. It's not something that you're born with. Let me let that sink in for a minute. See, most people, they don't research on the level that I do. It's like an actor. You know, good actors like Denzel Washington and, you know, Brad Pitt and even my boy, you know, what's his name? You know, Ben Affleck is kind of making some good stuff now. Good actors, Will Smith, another good actor. Tom Cruise, oh, man, oof, off the chain. You know what good actors say? I was going to school. I wanted to be an actor. I stopped. My youngest daughter right now is telling me, Dad, I want to be an actor. I can't tell her my experience. I got to let her go out there on her own. And the first time we was in our acting class, and we gathered in a group, and the professor said, we need to call up the spirit of the character. I was like, now I was a licensed ordained preacher. I'm like, hold up, what do you mean by, like, call up, summon up the spirit? He said, yeah, good actors, they don't act. They become the character. And I was like, okay, excuse me, sir, I got to raise my hand. Yes. Mr. Rogers, you got a question? Like, what do you mean by become the character? He said, yeah, you summon up. And we're going to teach you how to do this. And I was like, but, you know, they call it getting in character. And listen to what actors say when they accept their Golden Globe Award or their awards. They always talk about their craft. See, so when I was, you know, I was a young cat coming up and I, you know, taking theater. And, I had role plays and I was at, you know, minister and stuff. And I always just acted, you know, like I was the character that I was acting. Because I thought that's what it was. Acting. It's like research. See, most people think they know what research is, and they don't know what a researchologist is. See, all the good actors, they ain't acting. They literally become. Have you ever seen, like, Jamie Foxx when he played the character of, what's his name? Ray Charles, yeah, in that movie? You ever notice, like, and you ever see Will Smith's portrayal of Muhammad Ali? What about Denzel Washington's betrayal of Malcolm X? Do you know that Denzel freaking looked like Malcolm X in that movie? Now, I wanted to be an actor until I took that class, and they talked about we got to come together, hold hands, and basically do a seance to summing up the ancestors or the spirit of the character so that that spirit could endue us or empower us or embody us so that way we can perform the role. That was it. Sir, I'm sorry. I need to go to the counselor. So I went and I dropped the class. Because, again, according to my teachings at the time, again, being a licensed and ordained minister from a, you know, traditional church, it was like, and I was going to a little small community college here in San Antonio, and I had already did one play, one musical, and I was all excited. You know, I was learning a lot. That's research that I'm talking about. Research, the research I do, I don't read books, watch videos. I become what I research. That's what makes the difference between a researchologist and a page turner or somebody who plays in church. Like, the difference between me and most people is my passion for the things that I do. Now, zeal and passion in the Bible are not good things. In the world, they're great. But zeal and passion will get you killed. See, that's the problem I had. See, I was all zeal and no knowledge. So what I am talking about, the type of researchologist that I'm talking about what is called a religious zealot. I'm talking about somebody who will kill you, literally kill you, if you speak against their belief system because of their passion. Now, the word passion is different from the word compassion. Passion is pass I on. The I is the ego. The ego is the entity. So that's what the Bible says, let no man lay hands on you suddenly. Because whatever disposition that man got that's laying hands on you, you just got it. So if I'm full of demons, which are dispositions, which are ruling dispositions, which are neurological networks, I'm going to transfer them, and it's going to be a conscious transfusion. The reason I mention all of these books is because what happens physically, if I take out your physical heart and I take your heart and put it into another person, it's medically proven you change. I just gave you the book where you can read it. Please read that book. This lady, older white female, became a young male just because she had a heart change. Title of the book, A Change of Heart. Same thing happens when you have a blood transfusion. Because why? The life of the flesh is in the blood. That's what the Bible says. So if you, this is the one thing that Jehovah's Witnesses got right. If you have a blood transfusion, you're having a life transfusion, you, when you wake up, you ain't going to be the same dude or do that. Whosever blood you got, that's whose soul you got. Now, brothers and sisters, I really don't know if you understand what that means. I am simply saying that what I've learned now, if I had to relive my life again, I would not have done or I would not do what I did. This explains to me my life experiences because nobody could explain to me why I do what I do. I couldn't explain it to myself. No therapist, because they say, hey, dude, take some medication. So I've been praying for damn near 20 years for God to tell me what I'm telling you today. And what am I telling you today? To the degree that you get involved in your research, that is the degree that the researchers get involved in you. Now, that's a good thing if you get involved in God, if you get involved in the truth, if you get involved in over understanding some good shizness. But if you are doing what I was doing, researching stuff because of the fact that you're curious, remember that old saying, curiosity killed the cat. What am I saying? I'm saying this, and it's my prayer that you understand what I'm saying. Right now, today, you have a choice. You have a decision to make. The choice and the decision that I make is wealth, health, wisdom, great relationships with myself, with my God, with my mate, with my family, with my friends, with my surroundings, with my people. That is the choice that I make. And so because I've made that choice, because like a good actor, I am not acting. I don't get in character. I am that character. Now, you are the director and the star of your own movie. Now, drama victims suffer from symptoms, not memories. Right now, a lot of people, you guys, don't have positive memories. You have symptoms or negative symptoms. My job is to assist you and give you the tools by which to override those negative symptoms or symptoms. They may not even be negative. Now, what does that mean though in plain English? That means that whatever you research, you understand. Now, this is the definition of what we call intelligence, what I call intelligence. So what people don't tell you is that smart people of the world, the 1% of the world, all of the Rothschilds, all of the Bushes, all of the Rockefellers, all of the Schwarzeneggers, all of the Kennedys of the world, what they don't tell you is just they are better at researching and learning things than everybody else. They surround themselves with people who are good researchers who can come and regurgitate the facts to them. But researching, as I said before, is a learned skill. It's not something that you're born with. So all people might be able, or some people have a predisposition, that's purpose. I have a predisposition for didaktilos. That means breaking stuff down that's difficult to understand so that way people can digest it. So I have a gift for making complex things simple. I don't have to learn how to do that. But I had to learn, I had to research, and everything that I've learned should make a measurable difference. See, what I am talking about, what the 1% know that they don't want you to know, what they've researched is, by learning how to research, you quickly become what you research. Let me say that again. Now, the one book that I talked about, Mind Reach, that is not, is only available in the UK. It was written in the UK. That book, Mind Reach, the version that they have in the United States, according to the author, who is on sequestered by the CIA. Same thing with Dr. My buddy down in Alabama. What's his name? It'll come to me in a sec. Same thing. That's the reason why Dr. Sabin's not on the planet no more. Dr. Roy Raymond Rice, not on the planet anymore. My boy down in San Diego, same thing, not on the planet anymore. And I talk about this all the time. Because Nikola Tesla, not on the planet anymore. Because you can research and become something that they say is a threat to the national defense or to the government. And so that's all they got to say. And so then they can sequester to market your book to the general public. Now, brothers and sisters, what I'm saying, if you understand what I'm saying, is that there is nothing that is outside of your scope of learning. So if you do what Nikola Tesla suggested and what I'm suggesting, you have access to the universal library. Now, let me say this very close, slowly, so that way, everybody can understand what I'm saying. You don't have to know everything. You just have to have access to everything. Let me say that again. Nikola Tesla didn't know everything. But Nikola Tesla understood something called zero-point energy and quantum vacuum, or the quantum vacuum, which is basically the quantum field theory. This is why they broke him. He died penniless and broke and everything. When he died, the government raided his apartment and stole everything that he had and that he knew. This is why. Nikola Tesla could tap into the quantum field, the universal mind, God, the ether, super consciousness. So Tesla actually invented what we call AC, or the alternating current, and every other electrical and every other magnetic field and every other any technology that has to do with communication, telephone, cell phone, frequencies, was the microwave technology. Everything was developed by Nikola Tesla. But why did the U.S. government, the CIA, and the patent office cover up and claim, especially cold fusion? Everything that Nikola Tesla did, is now the patents are held by the government. Nikola Tesla discovered the dung beetle, or whatever the beetle, and all of the Egyptian walls and all of Egyptian's Egyptology, they have this beetle. And this beetle has the power of levitation in his wings. The beetle can't fly, but the beetle can levitate. That beetle that's on every Egyptian wall, Nikola Tesla understood the technology behind what made the dung beetle, or whatever the name of the beetle, fly, float, or levitate. It was the anti-gravity device. Now, Nikola Tesla, if he was around, he would tell you how he accessed the quantum field to obtain everything that he ever did. Now, what I'm suggesting to you is that in 2017, you need to do the same thing. You need to be able to access the mind of God. You need to put on, like it says in the Bible, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now, there's a lot of minds, but it said let this mind be in you. Let's pull it up in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Now, this is really, really important, brothers and sisters, because you can have any mind, but I'm taking 25 people, and we're going to make sure that you have this mind. Because, see, there's a lot of minds, great minds out there. I was one of those great minds. But the mistake that I made was having passion and not compassion. So the word compassion means come, pass, I, on. Passion means pass, I, on. That one word, come. So when you say come, that means you got to get up and you got to move. You got to go somewhere. It means that you're following. That means that you're part of something else. You're not passing on yourself. You're passing on something that you got up. It says come, and then I'm a pass, and I'm a I, on. Compassion instead of passion. Philippians 2:4 says this in the King James: look not every man on his own things, but every man also the things of others. Let me say that again. Philippians 2:4. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Look not every man on his own things. Ego. See, the ego is the false you. The ego is the left brain. Altruism is right brain thinking. Egoism is left brain thinking. That's how they got me. So as long as you're operating in your left brain, which everything in the universe is designed, I can go through all of the every food, every error, everything that the government does is designed to keep you in your left brain, because that's the only way they can control you. You know, the left brain is the only thing that can be controlled through mind control, through frequencies, through wave and vibrations. The right brain can't. The right brain is like the wind. The right brain is like free energy. The right brain is your spiritual brain. The right brain is like you have a connection with the big G. The right brain is pre-programmed to detect bullshitness, but the left brain is not. The left brain is the only part of you that's programmable. So if I need to mind F somebody, I got to find somebody that's right brain. I mean left brain. You can't mind control somebody that's right brain or whole brain, because it's detectable. It's easy, like you can easily detect it. But if you are a left brain thinker, that means you're a good sheep. You're a good follower. You don't question nothing. You just yes sir, no sir. You're all reason and all logic. No love and no compassion. So you mean to tell me that you went into the military, they send you over to somewhere, and they gave you a gun, and they tell you to go kill somebody? If you got a right brain, you can't do that. Right brain people, that's why they go through all the military tests. That's why you become a cop. You cannot be a cop and be a right brain thinker. Because when you take the psych test, they're going to weed your behind up out of there. I barely got through. They said the last thing, I tell you this all the time, say, Mr. Ross, you was great, man. Everything's good, man. You made a great police officer. Except there's one thing that came up in your psyche there. Can you take a life? And the only way I passed it was I had to make myself think about if somebody harmed one of my children, or if somebody broke into my house and killed one of my children, or killed my wife or somebody I love. Yeah, I'm going to try to hurt you then. And so the only way I passed the psych test was to put my brain in that state where that could come out when they put me on that freaking what's the lie detector machine, and you know what, get you all wired up. The only way I became a police, because I kept failing it. They said, yep, if you was at the scene of a crime and you got to the scene of the crime and the guy pulled a gun out on you, what would you shoot? Now, when I was a cop, that happened to me. What did I do? I disarmed the person. I didn't shoot him. Now, that came out in my lie detector. They knew that before they hired me. I knew that. I'm going to shoot somebody. I ain't going to shoot nobody. It's going to be last resort. But that hesitation could get my partner killed. That's why I stopped being a police officer. Because when I would get to a scene of the crime, I had too much compassion. That's why I got out of being, again, a maximum security prison. Because them dudes in there, they loved it. And that inmates told me, you need to get another profession. I think, why? Dude, you sympathetic. It's amazing to me that killers, they detect compassion. It's like you walking around with a star on your chest or something. How do they know? Your vibe, your frequency, your wave. There is no pact between lions and men. None. That's what Brad Pitt said in the movie Troy. What made Achilles the great killer, the great machine? What makes Napoleon, all these great people? Because what they researched, they became. And so what I researched, I became. So I researched a lot of stuff, so I became a lot of stuff. So I thought I was just doing stuff because I was drawn to it. No, I did stuff, I became stuff because I researched it. So you could be interested in something, but you ain't got to research it. Now, let's close with my definition of research. I think I read that. Let me finish up Philippians 2:4. We read 2:4. Which says, look not every man on his own things, but upon the things also of others. That means don't be selfish, man. Look out for other people. Philippians 2:5 says this. That's right brain. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So whatever brain Christ had, you need to have that same brain. Not Peter, not John, not Mark, not Luke, Yahushua. New International Version says, for let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The World English Version says, have this mind, for let this mind. So there is a specific mind. So in 2017, I'm teaching 25 people to have this mind. Because every other mind doesn't allow you to access the quantum realm. the supercomputer, so that way you can know everything. Philippians 2:6 says, who being in the form, metamorpho, metamorphosis, that means he's transformed, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. New International Version says, who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on an equality with God. The World English Version says, who existing in the form of God, didn't consider equality with God a thing to be grasped. The Young International Version says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Meaning that that word form, again, means to morph. The word form, again, has to do with changing the neurological network in the brain. So Yahushua's goal was not trying to be a god. He said, hey, I'm not interested in the equality with God. I'm not trying to grasp that. I'm not trying to replace God. He says that I'm interested in exercising his divine attributes. So he's interested in maintaining or exercising the divine attributes of God. He's not interested in trying to get people to worship him as God or to replace God. That wasn't his mindset. His mindset was not to be worshipped. His mindset was to show people the attributes. My mindset is not to draw and to build a cult following. My mindset is to teach you the attributes by which allows you to oscillate and vibrate as God, like God. I'm not interested in forming no freaking Jim Jones type environment. My goal is not for you to be walking around regurgitating stuff that I say. My goal is for you to activate the Christ consciousness that he placed inside the letters of your name, so that way you are vibrating and oscillating according to your purpose and your destiny. Then we will have the horse before the cart. Right now we got the cart before the horse. Right now you got purpose and you have no, we don't know how to activate or implement that purpose. So what I'm going to teach you in 2017 is how, not what and why. You know what you are, you know why you are, but you don't know how you are. So I need to teach you how, since we already got the what and the why. How do you be wealth? How? What is the step-by-step process for you to be healthy? What is the step-by-step process for you to be wealthy? What is the step-by-step process for you to be healthy? What is the step-by-step process for you to be intelligent, to have wisdom? What is the step-by-step process for you to have great relationships? What is the step-by-step process that comes from the principle that establishes the procedure that leads again to a particular set of processes that's going to allow you to develop a product that's going to lead to a particular profit, and this profit is going to give you a particular prosperity, and this prosperity will let you maintain a mind of peace. These seven P's, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to teach you how to be wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Because what you have researched, you have become. We don't want to research, brothers and sisters. We want to go beyond being a researchologist. Researchologist is great. Don't get me wrong. It's awesome. It's off the chain. But guess what we're going to be now? Temple builders. From now on, brothers and sisters, we're building a temple that houses the Shekinah glory. That is your purpose, your destiny, or your diakonia. Email me, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Let me know, Brother Will, I'm with you. It's time for you to build. It's time for us to build my temple. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Some people, some people, some people.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. Kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rated R, hit it on